welcome to the second installment of Trampoline, a semi-regular rundown of the best new music to emerge from Adelaide and beyond. Today we look at some key releases from the first half of February. The weather's been fluctuating and the tunes are percolating, so let's get into it. Kicking things off is Adelaide's most adorable band, Heaps Good Friends, and their new single, Up Close and Personal. If you're not familiar with their work, perhaps the best visual description of their vibe I could give you would be the time that guitarist Nick had a gig opening for Play School legend Judith Clark at WOM Adelaide. It's either that or their idiosyncratic song titles for which they're known, like I Could Eat a Full Packet of Yo-Yos, Perhaps I Killed a Tiny Stunt Double, and my personal favourite, the one where they say fridge. Anyway, Heaps Good Friends are back with a new single following on from Fold Laundry Together last year and their EP Hug Me in 2018. Up Close and Personal is a more maximalist turn for these guys. There's massive synths, a huge, bolder 80s sound that's way more extroverted and confident than their more trademark oh shucks small-scale pop. The only drawback, and it is a minor one, is that the quirky touches of the lyrics to Heaps Good Friends' calling card is somewhat missing and kind of also swallowed up by the maximalism of the track. Very cool guitar solo in there though. Next is Goat Girl with On All Fours, the incredible second album from this South London punk quartet. You'll have to imagine me saying punk in quotation marks because this record takes the palette far beyond the sounds that that label conjures. On All Fours is measured, patient, and rich in detail. In Goat Girl's world, any rage and anger is kept at a smoky, bubbling simmer, a much more threatening and sinister choice than simply shouting it all out. There are enticing pleasures throughout this record, with whirling guitars, outstanding harmonies, and carefully placed, never overbearing synthesizers. There's a witchcrafty vibe to single Buddy Baba, and in the best surprise of all, an aptly named instrumental jam called Jazz in the Supermarket. And just as an aside, let's have a little shout out to the incredible strength of the British and Irish punk and post-punk scene right now. Beyond Goat Girl, there's the incredible recent releases from Porridge Radio, Fontaines DC, Shame, TV Priest, Idols, Squid, Memes, and the upcoming Black Country New Road, which you'll hear about in just a few short minutes. Oh, and last word on Goat Girl, definitely go Google it. Well, just enlarge it on your screen or whatever we do these days, or maybe go buy the vinyl if you find it, because the cover art is absolutely bloody incredible. Next, The Wonder from Wyala is back with a new single with young baby Tate. I'm thinking, of course, of TK Meidzer and her new track, Kim. Following her incredible EP last year was Weird Volume 2, which, whilst it hugely boosted her profile internationally, I still think was cruelly underrated at home, being the strongest music of her career. Kim is another demonstration of Meidzer's excellent flow and her sheer speed in rhyming, and the production is top-notch, of course, as usual. And that simple chorus refrain, Bish I'm Kim, is an absolute earworm in the best and worst sense of the term. I've only heard it a couple of times, but it just won't leave my brain. Keeping things local, we've got a new track for Adelaide's Colourblind called Changing Seasons. Like a lot of Adelaide bands at this stage in their development, with plenty of quality material under their belt, Colourblind aren't afraid to slow things down a bit on this warm and rewarding mid-tempo track. Singer Finn Cameron's vocals are stronger through, taking it a little easier. And despite the kind of downer lyrics, there's a cracking to pieces, anchors sinking, etc., it's a rich and welcome progression for Colourblind. Moving overseas, I've come across a charming bunch of guys named Kiwi Jr. and their record Cooler Returns. This is the second album from this Toronto four-piece, proving there's still life in four white dudes playing jangly indie rock. Kiwi Jr. are instantly lovable, with just enough spit and grit. Vocally and lyrically, there's echoes of Pavement and Jonathan Richman, or maybe a slowed-down Parquet Courts. There's even a song called Only Here for a Haircut. Lyrically, their vibe mostly consists of taking aim at tryhards and those who aren't even trying in equal measure. It's laid back, but it's never lazy. Musically, though, Kiwi Jr. could easily pass for one of the many recent Australian bands under the Dollwave tag, like Twerps, Stick Diver, Thighmaster, Siggy Witch, albeit with a slight Americana twang. It's a perfect early morning road trip record, so look out for Kiwi Jr. down your nearest Tim Hortons. Debut albums by great bands know not to give too much away, to leave plenty in store for later. That's the impression left by this incredible band, Black Country, New Road, on their record for the first time. At only six tracks, albeit pretty long ones, it's clear that Black Country New Road have so much more still to give. Even on paper, there's a lot going on here. There's seven members, including violin, brass, and that one unmistakable voice. And fun fact, they named themselves through a random Wikipedia article generator. Even more daring, for a debut record, is opening with a six-minute instrumental called, wait for it, Instrumental. A wild, slow-burning jam, with a tiny keyboard riff providing anchorage, the rest of this track is a tempest of horns, bass, and drums. For your typical indie rock fan, think maybe the National Anthem by Radiohead from Kid A. That said, as an opener, it's a bit of a red herring. The vibe elsewhere is all restraint and release, blasts of violent noise and pauses for breath. Lyrically, Black Country New Road deal with unpleasant minutiae of life. Details that, in the wrong hands, could spiral into disaster. The knack for finding paranoia and tension in the everyday is really something. Consider this little selection of lyrics from the epic 9-minute track Sunglasses, and I quote, "Mother is juicing watermelons on the breakfast island, and with frail hands she grips the Nutribullet, and the bite of its blades reminds me of a future that I'm in no way part of." Safe to say nothing is simple in the hands of lyricist Isaac Wood. That said, if there was any criticism of this record, it is that there is a sense that some lyrics have come from a quickly reassembled bundle of random sticky notes. Case in point, and I quote again, "She sells matcha shots to pay for printing costs and a PR team." Like, sure? Nevertheless, this is an incredible debut. There's a lot of hype surrounding Black Country New Road, so ignore them at your peril. Returning to South Australia, we have Seabass and their new single, Always Kidding. This is another absolutely charming single from the Adelaide Quartet, who debuted with a one-off gig with Pussy Riot of all people in 2019. This is their fourth single, and like Colourblind earlier, it's a somewhat more considered tone. It's like they've already grabbed your attention, so now you can just sit back and listen. Try this one if you're into Greta Ray, The Preachers, or Middle Kids. Seabass, perfect for the car next time you're heading out past Tailandbend. Next up is American band Eatatrix and their tellingly titled record, Tell Me I'm Bad. Singer Wendy Eisenberg has had a rich solo career of electronica-infused guitar improvisations, but this is the band's debut full-length as a band on Exploding and Sound Records. Now, I love the trend for bands' absurd, self-descriptive genre labels like the ones you see on Bandcamp bios, and Eatatrix, they've labeled themselves as avant butt rock, which is not helpful at all. Anywho, this is a noisy, noisy record. The opening notes are an absolute thrash, and when you add in the super feminine, charmingly untrained vocals of Wendy Eisenberg, with a kind of like helium Muppet-like effect, you could be listening to very early Spider Bait. Old Man Sam would not stand out of place here. But then there's a sudden turn into tighter, more jittery vibes, then back to thrash, then some noodlier adventures, then a moment's breath, then another thrash, and so forth. Most of that happens within each two-minute track, so brilliant as it may be, Eatatrix may not be recommended for anyone who suffers from oral whiplash. The best track of all is the unexpected turn towards the dance floor on The History of Dance, featuring the funky lyrics, "I want to see you getting freaky, bust a move, and find romance." It's a sentiment you can't argue with. My partner and I have been watching Cobra Kai lately, so the 80s nostalgia is running strong in my household. Now we've got Ferris Bueller, the debut track from Gold Coast's V-Black. I can't quite put my finger on the sound. It's a slippery, naggingly intoxicating rap beat, whilst his raps themselves are loose and summery, somewhere between like singing, rapping, and just shouting all at once. My best guess is a combo of fellow so laid back he's horizontal rapper Bilby with a little Kid Cudi and the earworm production of Pusha T. That's a lot for 2 minutes flat, so definitely well worth checking out V-Black. Outstanding records by Shamir, Moses Sumney, and Eve Tumor made 2020 a great year for queer black art pop. Now with this return, we can add Serpent With Feet. It's the vocals that arrest the most here, where Moses Sumney's voice is kind of an angelic soar and Eve Tumor leans more often into sexy demonic airs, Serpent With Feet is a cherubic warble. Backed with a lovely rolling percussion and gentle keys, this is easily his most engaging and lovable track yet. All love and gratitude for friendship. Fellowship will be on Serpent With Feet's new album Deacon, due out on March 26th. Mark that in your calendars. One more Adelaide release this week from The Howling Fog and Let the Sun Die. In the best possible way, you know what you're getting with this one. It's the latest from those Adelaide purveyors of gazy, sludgy, doomy, fuzzed out epics. And all those adjectives fit again here. It's a colossal apocalyptic anthem with booming vocals that get better and better. Oh, and let me just reiterate, it's called Let the Sun Die. Heaps good friends they ain't. Rounding things out is Perth rap collective Rich Valentine and their album L'Avenir C'est Nous. For me, this is the album of the month. These guys have a prolific string of tracks on Bandcamp well worth investigating, all of which seem to have built up to this monumental record. With 9 members listed, their dynamic scale is a Brockhampton-like setup, in that everyone gets their time to shine, but the sound has more in common with Vince Staples, with the quickfire rhymes and truly enormous word count. They know it too. There's even a track called 06 Summertime, in reference to Staples' own classic album Summertime 06. L'Avenir C'est Nous is a statement and it knows it. The opening skit even asks, but is it art? And it most assuredly is. The title, French for We Are the Future, the artwork, everything suggests this is a grand gesture. Capital letters, grand gesture. And as a complete work, it's a monumental achievement. The talent on show is an embarrassment of riches, although it must be said, it could have been even a little stronger with a couple of tracks left off, lifting the album's GPA just a little. Best example of that being the bizarre second half turn into half-baked dubstep on Energy. Nevertheless, Rich Valentine are setting the bar high for hip-hop in 2021. Album of the month for sure. And that's it for this fortnight's selections, but I want to leave with a quick shout-out to some incredible new remixes, which I'm adding to the playlist. I don't normally pay much attention to remixes, I'm a bit of a purist for new original music, but these three pairings are pretty dang perfect. So kudos to Solwax for their disco-fired remix of Fontaine's DC's A Hero's Death, as well as Dan Deacon's take on Future Islands for sure from last year's album As Long As You Are. His take is a Dan Deacon trademark layering of lovely sounds. And finally, Adelaide's own Lonely Speck and their remix of Katie Day's Darkness from her 2020 album My Data. All right, now that's it. The music's there for you to enjoy, and I'm going to go dig up some more. Thanks for listening.